flavor and what it does to your mouth as far as puckering potential when you eat it. So, yeah. So those choke cherries are very high. I think they have a lot of alum in them.
Yeah.
And so that's what, you know, you chomp down on those things and your throat just sort of closes up for just a brief moment.
Yeah, and those make my favorite kind of jellies that they have.
And those are amazing in a jam jar, yes.
Yeah. All right. So now you mentioned green manure crops. I have not been in to get my seed yet. Has the seed come in?
The seed is at local. We have brought in some green manure crops, perfect for fall seeding. And two of the varieties we have are Austrian winter peas and winter rye. And those both have the word winter in them. And that means that these seeds you plant in your garden when you've harvested, well, for example, we're going to harvest our onions that are ready this week. And when we pluck those onions out of the ground, there'll be empty soil left, and we are going to scatter some of this Austrian winter peas and winter rye seed right on top of that soil, work it in, water it in, and let it grow up. And that seed will grow up and begin to feed that soil, so to speak, and when the hills come, it'll just sort of press all that stuff down, and that crop will begin to grow again next spring. It's not a winter kill variety. So
okay.
In the spring, I'll just sort of continue along where I left off. I'll till that under maybe in May when I'm ready to plant something in that space. And all of that time will have been spent